you've had time to chat to Tom and to Henry. What was the sort of the feedback?
Well, we're all very disappointed because we backed the Niarchos horse. No, seriously, he's done everything that we hoped he would do in this. I think Tom was very pleased in that when he sort of sorted himself out and really stretched a little bit, and he's had a bit of a blow as well, which is the whole idea of this, is to give him a little bit extra than he would get in a normal workout rally, and so it's achieved that. And and it's, isn't it amazing the amount of people who come to see him?
How much do you think it replicated a race? Do you think he was fooled at all?
Whether he's fooled or not, I don't know. But I think he's done something to keep him up to speed, definitely, which is the most important. And he's done it with a minimum of fuss, as he usually does, and he's travelled like he does, and he's just been his normal self.
So it was more than work, but perhaps less than, you know, it was less than.
Yeah, it's slightly less than the race. It has to be, because it wasn't the sort of furious gallop, but it was a good solid pace from the word go. I mean, he went on with Bullet Train, so, and Danny rides him regularly. Bullet Train, that is, so he knows the sort of pace he needs to go on it, and that was a really good solid pace.
But is it more a lot of it about mentally bringing him here to the race course?
Yeah, I think it's still keeping him lean and mean, really, and keeping him, so he's been reminded that he's got work to do.
And as you said, great crowd here. This what possibly the last time, or will be the last time, he's seen him on a Newmarket race course?
Yep, I would think so.
And is it decided, is it definite that Ascot will be his last race?
You never say never. I mean, I think everyone has enjoyed it tremendously. Prince Khalid, it's been just truly wonderful for him, and I think that it's entirely his decision. You know, he's bred the horse, he's owned the horse, he's made all the right calls on him, and it's for him to say when the curtain comes down. But it's likely.
And for you personally, obviously Prince has had a lot of very good horses over the years, but nothing quite like Frankel. The last month of him being, I suppose, in your stable of horses to look after, do you feel sort of slight sadness heading towards the end, perhaps?
I have to say, I always said that everyone said, did you sort of feel the stress and the strain of it all? And what I really, really wanted to do was, because luckily I'm sort of old enough to realise that this is a once ever in your life, and I thought I didn't want to come away thinking, God, I didn't enjoy that, and it's been just been an honour and a privilege, really.
Thank you very much.
You say you never say never. They say, what is it that's stopping you saying definitely the final race?
Only for simple reason, it's Prince Khalid's call, and that's, you know, he wants to make it when he wants to make it. It's that won't be Henry's or mine. That'll be entirely his. So that's why there's no sudden, you know, we're not going to suddenly, as far as I know, jump out and say, right, we're going to suddenly go to this, that and the other. You know, we've had three fantastic years, really, and as I said, you know, if people haven't made up their minds about him, you know, they probably haven't been watching the same races as I have anyway.